You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Over the last few weeks, a lot has changed in the world of COVID-19. Our local case numbers have been improving. And while the state has streamlined its guidelines for reopening, not all counties feel like it's a fair system. Here to discuss this and more is FM89's health reporter, Carrie Klein. Carrie, welcome back.
Hi, Kathleen.
As always, tell us what's new in the COVID-19 outlook for our region.
Well, what's new is that we actually have a lot of good news. So new cases are slowing. They have been for a little over a month now. So, I mean, in broad strokes, the local peak in terms of new cases was in late July. And since then, new daily cases have been steadily falling. However, COVID-19 related deaths have been a little bit later in slowing, because there's usually a lag between when, you know, we get kind of a bump in reported cases and then a bump in related deaths. But those numbers are also dropping well, those fatalities. We also have fewer patients in hospitals and ICUs. And according to state data, we're down to about a third the number of COVID patients that were in hospitals that we had in late July. I also heard this from Dr. Kenny Bon. He is an associate dean of the UCSF Fresno Medical School, and he's a physician in the emergency department at Community Regional Medical Center. And he says it is clear that there are fewer patients coming in with COVID-19 emergencies.
The way we notice it the most in the ER is actually that the amount of COVID holds, like the amount of total COVID patients affects how many patients are waiting in the ER, or sometimes we have patients waiting in the hallway, we're almost always at over capacity. And so that in particular is where we notice it the most, where that has kind of relented recently in the last 2 weeks, if you look at our numbers.
Of course, these trends could all head back in the wrong direction just as quickly as they improved, and health officials are still waiting to see if there will be a bump in cases from Labor Day.
And the state has changed its reopening guidelines for businesses and schools. What does that mean?
Right. So we no longer have the county monitoring list, which we had talked about in many of these updates before. It's now called a blueprint for a safer economy. And the data on this are much less convoluted, at least they're meant to be. And so every county is given a color code based on how widespread the pandemic is there. Right now, all counties in the FM89 coverage area are in the worst tier, that's purple, for widespread activity, except for Mariposa County, which is two tiers ahead in the orange category. And there are different sets of rules for businesses and schools reopening based on which tier you're in. And so for most of us here in the Valley, not a lot changed immediately with this new blueprint, except that salons were allowed to reopen indoors with some modifications. Most other businesses stay the same. And as opposed to the old system, which used kind of a big matrix of data for determining how a county is doing, the state now is only using two data metrics. And one is called it's the case rate, which is the number of cases per capita, and the positivity rate, which is the proportion of those tests that come back positive. And so this, you know, this whole blueprint was designed to simplify how a county's progress is measured and how a county can graduate to a new tier.
But like so much public health messaging in this pandemic, your reporting has found that the state's new system did not necessarily simplify things.
That's correct, unfortunately. And one example is that there are some rules about how long a county needs to stay in each tier before moving. You know, there's like a 3-week wait, and then there's a 2-week clock that kind of gets started once you hit certain benchmarks. And even on a media call earlier this week, health officials in Fresno County were a little bit stumped on whether the clock had actually started on being able to reopen some schools and businesses. And, you know, there were a few other wrinkles as well.
Well, and from what I understand, one big wrinkle has upset Kern County.
That's right. So shortly after announcing this new blueprint system, the state did complicate one of those two metrics I mentioned, the overall case rate in a county. And basically, Governor Newsom said that the state is going to adjust counties' case rates based on how much testing they're doing. So let's say if a county is testing at a higher rate than the median, so that means if they're testing more people per capita or per population than the median of all counties in the state, then that county gets a boost and the state will lower its case rate, and that will help it advance to the next tier. But that also means that those counties that are testing below the state median, so they're testing less than than many other counties are, they will get penalized and their case rates get inflated, making it harder for them to move to a better tier. The two counties hit hardest by this inflation are Riverside and Kern. And boy, does Kern County feel that this is unfair. In a media call yesterday, Chief Administrative Officer Ryan Alsop very forcefully spoke out against what he says is the governor moving the goalposts.
The statewide testing rate average is a moving target and is not based on any clinically relevant data or information. This new criteria unnecessarily burdens our residents, parents, and children, further slowing business and school reopening, and it unnecessarily and arbitrarily penalizes counties who have little to no control over voluntary and individual decision-making related to testing for COVID-19.
He said the county had been seeing progress lately in its fight against COVID-19, and to be penalized like this is like a slap in the face.
Why did state officials do this?
I mean, in an email, the public health department said that, ensuring adequate testing volume is critical to identifying COVID-19 cases in the community and interrupting transmission of the disease. Fair enough. The idea is that a county can say it has a low case rate, but if it's hardly doing any testing, then the rate's probably not accurate. However, the state hasn't actually set a target testing rate. It's just comparing all counties against the median testing rate. And as Ryan Alsop pointed out, that is a constantly moving target rather than an objective goal.
Fair enough. What is Kern County going to do about it?
Well, the county says they are working on a plan to encourage more testing. They do already have a lot of testing sites set up that are being underutilized and have been underutilized for a little bit of time. They also have a mobile testing unit driving around the county. They're trying to publicize where it will be to encourage people to go there. And meanwhile, County Administrative Officer Ryan Alsop has said they will be encouraging county employees to go out and get tested often. He says they will try and exert control where they can, which is over their own county employees, knowing full well that they have no control over other employers and what they do with their employees.
Wow, that is fascinating. Carrie, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.